Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning, Kansas City. You're listening to Religion on the Line. And you can join us by calling 5767710 at gmail.com. Or give us a call using the regular phone or your cell phone at 5767710. I am Dr. John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And I apologize. Thanks for John doing the lead-in. I'm enthralled and just gawking at the sunrise. It's just beautiful. And I was trying to take a picture of it, and the flash was coming off of the window, and it couldn't get a good picture. But just, you know, it's kind of like, do you ever have this experience, John, Michael, when you get off of a plane and say, my goodness, you know, I was in Timbuktu, and here I am. It's just a modern miracle.
Yeah, especially when it's cold and you go somewhere warm.
Yeah. I mean, even the other way. If you fly into a you wouldn't fly into a blizzard, but you fly into some place that's sub-zero, that you can just be transported like that. And just it's just awesome. I'm just always amazed. So
you remind me of a roommate I had in college who was from Africa, and we went together to New York City, and as we entered New York City from the north with all the highways and the buildings and so on, his first reaction was, how can this island support all this weight? Why doesn't it sink? And, it's that kind of, to me, it's a similar kind of awe.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. I was in a meeting the other day with a colleague who that morning had gotten back from Israel. Now we're in a meeting in Chicago. How
yeah.
did that happen?
Amazing. Isn't it just simply amazing? So 576-7710. Call us and tell us what's amazing in your world. Give us a call at 576-7710. Talk about any other kind of matter. We've been talking about, oh, man, the California case connected to the Boy Scouts, Canadian physician-assisted suicide thing, Michael. How coma, people who are in comas can hear voices, and that there's scientific evidence that this is a beneficial,
a kind of
healing, et cetera. We've been talking about Brian Williams, who's stepping away temporarily from his job as the anchor for NBC News because of a kind of apparent or at least suspected ethics violation about what he reported where he was and what he did. We got the Pope coming to the United States addressing Congress in September.
Although the principal reason is a conference in Philadelphia on family.
On family,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And but while he's here, that's yeah. nice. Have the Vatican pick up the travel expense for that, you know?
I'm sure they do, don't they?
Yeah. And then when he was on the plane, I think coming back from Manila, he referred to this novel. It's a prophetic novel called Lord of the World. It's written by a Monsignor Hugh Benson in 1907, and he used a term called ideological colonization. And that's the term that is used in this book. And it's interesting that the author of this little article says that the term ideological colonization takes the form of widespread mandatory euthanasia. So it's interesting that prophetic...
From the book that was written in 1905.
Yes, from the book written in 1907.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And then we have this story about euthanasia.
Canada?
Becoming legal. And so when you hear that term, ideological colonization, it's also referred to, he also refers to it a number of times when he talks about governments imposing their ideology on poorer countries that obviously don't want the ideology imposed upon them, or it's tied to some form of government aid whether it be contraception and abortion rather than health care for women. So we got the Pope referring to this prophetic novel called Lord of the World.
I need just a small clarification, John, because what you use the pronoun he refers to. The book you're continuing or not, or were you back referring to Pope Francis?
No, Pope Francis refers to the book. It's one of his favorite books.
No, but you talked about the different things like colonization and all that sort of thing. Is,
yes.
is that in the book? Or?
Yes, that's in the book. Yeah. That's where the term comes from.
Because
I had never heard of the term ideological colonization.
Yeah. But I sometimes use a term that I think I may have invented, although I don't think it's such a big deal, intellectual imperialism.
That's a very good synonym.
Yeah, that would be my guess, although I've never necessarily... I've usually thought of it as an internal thing, namely that we can only think in the categories we think in, and we think everybody else does too, which is not, per se, the case, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But here's a different item. This is in the Wall Street Journal on Friday. Women-only mosque sparks national debate. So this is there's several of them now. I think the first one was started in Los Angeles. Women who understand themselves to be faithful and loyal, and I'll use this term without precision, Orthodox Muslims, who wish to have a place where they can hear the teaching by other women, which I guess is not permissible in
a
standard mosque, as well the separation of the sexes that is enforced in traditional mosques usually means that women are in a way section as opposed to a down the middle section, if you know what I mean.
Well, and we'll just have to see and hear from any Muslim listener, anybody who is connected to Islam, to let us know how to interpret the nuance of that. So 576-7710. Let's go to Chad. Chad, you've got a comment or question about God and evolution?
Yes. Hi, Jim, and thanks for taking my call. I just happened to turning into the radio on the station and listen to you guys on my way to work. And I'm not a religious man. I guess I would consider myself an agnostic. But when evaluating both sides of religion and science, I was just curious. I have two questions.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? In evaluating?
Yeah, evaluating, you know, whether science, or evolution is real, or if there's actually a God and that we have a, you know, creator. And I just have two questions, and I can hang up and you guys can maybe answer them. They're kind of philosophical. One, do you guys think that it's possible that God set forth evolution? And then the second question is, scientifically they claim that over 10,000 planets can sustain life, equal to Earth. So I was curious, if it is possible that there are lives on other planets, do they have a God, or what do you guys feel on that? Mm-hmm. Sorry if they're kind of weird questions, but
They're not weird questions at all. And they're far from the weirdest questions we've gotten on this show.
And they're stimulating and interesting to us, too, I believe.
Yeah, and I like to hear philosophically on, you know, many different sides. And sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm not.
That's okay. You're doing well.
You're doing great.
All right, Michael, you want to go first?
Sure. What the heck? First, thank you again for calling, and I hope you'll call another time or two or three.
You know what, Michael? We got to take a break. Hold on, okay? Will you,
okay,
Chad? All right, hold on, and we're going to be right back after these messages and hear Michael's full explanation.
When you want the best in news, information, and opinion, you need KCMO Talk Radio.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
Start your day with Rob Carson and his unique take on what's happening.
That was hilarious.
And home with Greg Knapp from 4 to 6 p.m. each day.
Yeah, that's where it gets really crazy.
We still have all your favorites. Savage Nation at 2 p.m., Mark Levin at 6 p.m., and introducing Chris Plant live from Washington at 9 a.m.
I'm just feeling a mojo from this guy.
The new and improved lineup is now on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
The Maintenance Shop. Honest auto repairs done right the first time. TMSauto.com. Enjoy a gourmet inclusive vacation at Eldorado Spa Resorts and Hotels and Azul Hotels by Charisma when you book through Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. These luxurious properties are all located in the Riviera Maya, Mexico, and feature a la carte themed dining. No reservations required, unlimited premium beverages, beach and pool butlers, freshly grown produce in on-site greenhouse, amazing spa facilities, spacious suites, including guaranteed connecting suites to accommodate family and group stays, amazing destination wedding locations, including chapels, sky weddings, beachfront gazebos, and more. Azul Hotels by Charisma are family-friendly properties equipped with Fisher-Price co-branded family facilities and teen club. Our pack and play program features strollers, cribs, playpens, changing table, baby bottles, sterilizers, and Gerber gourmet food. Receive great benefits if you book today. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive getaway and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500 or online at cruiseholidayskc.com.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country, stand for something bigger than ourselves, and protect the things we love. Although we were ready to face any mission, help those in need, and make a difference, for some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone, even when surrounded by our loved ones.
If you're a veteran or service member in crisis, or know one who is, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're never too old, too wacky, too wild to pick up a book and read with a child. This is Mark Farr, Vice President of the Kansas National Education Association. Reading to your child now can spark a lifetime of reading and learning. Parents, we know you're tired at the end of a long day, but by taking just a few minutes to read with your child, you'll be setting them on a path towards reading and learning on their own. And studies show students who read and are read to do better in school and in life. So have books that interest your child around your home. If your child enjoys sports, have books about sports. If your child enjoys ballet, have books about dancing. With parents and teachers working together, every child in Kansas can learn to read, and reading may be the most important thing they'll ever learn.
Great public schools are a basic right for every student. A message from Kansas NEA.
KCMO. We don't feed you bull, but we take the issues by the horns. KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. This is the time, this is the place. Pick up the phone and call. Here at 576-7710, 576-7710, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Chad, I think, is gone, unless he's calling back. We've got a couple of other calls to tend to very quickly. But, Michael, do you want to...
that he needed to get, hear his answer off the air.
So, yeah. So you want to go with your response?
Sure, I'll try. One, at least for some of us most of the time, the notion of evolution and religious conviction are not mutually exclusive. It's not either or. In the first, science provides us with only, as Mike and Fairway would insist, even when he and I disagree so vigorously and so often, with hypothesis, theory, whereas faith or is about faith and commitment and belief. Mm-hmm. And as well, in a wonderful book, which was titled, just escaped me, John Holt, Why Is There Anything, I think, is
you mentioned that last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. In essence, he remembers that science is about the how, and religion is about the why, and the what for, and purpose. And I don't think those are realms that have to be in conflict in the slightest, at least not for me. With regard to... The 10,000 planets thus far identified is probably more by now in the so-called Goldilocks zone that might have the conditions for life. I find that compelling and beautiful and wonderful and awe-inspiring, and it would have no impact negatively whatsoever on my commitments or, to use the traditionally religious word, faith, because at the very least, and here's one I don't think people very commonly would expect me to be quoting St. Augustine, and I am not quoting him because it's the translation that I'm quoting. If you think you understand God, it's not God. And that would be my very brief on one foot response to a wonderful series of questions.
But he also said understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand.
Mm-hmm.
And to pick up on Michael, I believe God is more direct, conscious, and intentional because love is direct, conscious, and intentional, and it's not random. And so I personally don't believe that God left us up to a random process, that he consciously and intentionally desired each one of us to be brought into life. And when we look in the New Testament, when Jesus speaks in his word, it happens. But as Catholics, you can believe that God used evolution, but I personally don't believe it because I think he's more awesome than that. I can't prove that. I can only either believe it or not believe it. And I trusted that Jesus had enough goodwill, so I tried what he said to do, and I had a living encounter with the Creator and not just with creation. And if there's 10,000 planets out there, I believe he created them just for you so that he could show you his glory in creation.
And I would probably agree and echo most of what has been said. I think that God created everything, all the processes, all the things that we can see, all the things that we cannot see, and much of which is almost non-understandable. To quote a prophet, God's thoughts are far too high for me. And I really do believe that, and that we need to trust in the one who set the entire creation into being, and I believe that God did that. I don't have a problem with evolution, and as to echo Michael, we'll have a conflict, I suppose, with folks like Mike from Fairway, but I don't see how it takes away faith. It doesn't put a dent in the bumper of my theology. Somebody may say it does, but I don't experience it that way. So we'll have to continue to talk. With regard to 10,000 planets, John, I don't agree with you that the planets are there for you and me. I think the planets are there for whatever God's purposes are, but we don't know what those purposes are. I do think that it can be a moment where we're just awestruck. The issue philosophically is, what does this do to your cosmology? We understand the cosmos to kind of focus upon Earth and humanity and our place here. And it's, I think, a very sometimes selfish perspective. It may be unavoidable, because how else could you live your life day by day? But I do think that it would be wondrous if there's other planets. Not that we could go there, but that God would be a multivalent creator, able to do extraordinary things in ways that we've never imagined. I do think it takes off of a earthocentric view of our existence, if that is the case. And probably statistically, the mathematicians among us would say that it has to be the case. There's just no
way.
There
are only 3 billion stars in the Milky Way. Forget about the rest of the universe.
Yeah.
In terms of Bob, the selfish way of looking at that, as you described, I see it more as a personal.
Okay, personal, all right.
And that's because if he gave me his son, what is 10,000 planets?
Yeah. That's a wonderfully poetic way to put it. Yes, yes. We've got some calls to go to, and we're going to go to Andrew. Andrew, you've got religion on the line.
Hi. Quick comment, Rabbi Zedek, you're off on the number of stars in the Milky Way. There are over 100 billion stars, and they actually
I'm delighted to hear it.
I'm actually delighted,
and thank you. Where might I find that corrective besides your correction? Do you know?
If you just type in number of stars in the Milky Way in Google,
you got a deal.
And
thank you. It only adds a sense of awe to me.
Including Jet Propulsion Laboratories, I believe, actually has the latest information on that. Anyway, I had a little bit of a moment this week that I was kind of excited about. There was a trailer, of all things, for the new Fantastic Four movie with a number of fine actors, including Miles Teller, who is just a terrific young actor, is getting some notice for a movie called Whiplash. But here was what was interesting to me. When I first heard about the film, two of the characters are supposed to be brother and sister, and they are played by two characters of two different races. We have Michael B. Jordan, who is African-American, and Kate Mara, who is white. Mm-hmm. When I first heard about the movie, I assumed, of course, one of the characters was adopted by the other character's family. And, of course, became family.
Mm-hmm.
What was interesting to me was that, and this was what I found intriguing, is that it showed me my bias, because my assumption had been the white family adopted the African-American person.
Mm-hmm.
It is the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting for me, because it was interesting that a movie trailer, of all things, took a little piece of my own biases and showed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was it was kind of a moment for me where I appreciated the challenge, even coming from something, you know, as seemingly
innocuous as Fantastic Four.
As a movie trailer for a superhero film of all things. Mm-hmm. So that was all. I was sort of.
It's a wonderful sharing, quite honestly, and I appreciate your willingness to come forward and mention it. By the way, biblically, of course, we've got, and there's no way to get around the Hebrew on this except mistranslating it. Have we not all one parent? Which is the mistranslation of having not all one father.
Oh, of course.
Which is to say we're one family, no matter what the skin tone colors may be.
Of course. But it was interesting to me that all too often, I think, one of the things that as a white man in America is that we often, in particular, I find the frustration is, of course, that we're trapped by blinders of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've worked very, very hard to recognize in myself, and I realized that this was another piece that was rooted out of me in a most unexpected way.
Mm.
And so it was a surprise and something I'm grateful for. And it's just also interesting where it's coming from. This particular film's director and writer actually is astonishing. I actually was familiar with an earlier film they did. It was just amazing.
Well, you hear that music. Andrew, I know that you have some coasters from the past. You want some new ones?
Oh, sure.
All right. Hold on. We're going to take a break.
Thanks
we're going to be right back after these messages. Thank you.
KCMO. Can't get enough talk radio? Get KCMO online at kcmotalkradio.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KCMO Talk Radio. Stay connected to your favorite personalities and get updates 24/7. KCMO 710. And now on FM at 103.7. Kansas City's talk station, AM, FM, and online at kcmotalkradio.com.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've heard that before. You heard it on the radio. Only the radio. Hi, I'm Mitch Holtis, telling you that if you want your customers to remember your business in a similar way, go to cumulusradio.com to learn how. You're listening right now, and so are your customers. In fact, this Cumulus Media radio station has enough potential customers listening to fill Arrowhead Stadium many times over. Go to cumulusradio.com today and build your business. Change your business with
CBS News Update. I'm Heather Bosch. A couple of mass shootings over the weekend in the U.S.
As we were all walking out, the police were running back in with shotguns drawn. I've never seen nothing like this in my life.
That woman was at a Pittsburgh area mall last night where a gunman wounded three people. Two of them are critically injured. Police say they've arrested a 17-year-old suspect at his home this morning. And police say a man opened fire at his ex-wife's house in suburban Atlanta before turning the gun on himself. Sheriff's Lieutenant Daniel Glenn says five people, including children, are dead.
It's hard when you have children involved and things like that. It tugs at your heart. It's just something that you never want to hear of anybody being shot, but especially when children are involved, it's just it grabs your heart.
Neighbors said several of the children were shot as they fled down a street. Authorities have not released the names of the victims yet. They're still trying to contact relatives. CBS News Update. I'm Heather Bosch.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
A nice and quiet night is headed our way with mostly clear skies. Temperatures will be falling into the lower 40s by your Sunday morning. Southwest winds will be light between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday will bring partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be a touch cooler thanks to a cold front. 59 degrees will be our high. Winds will turn to the northwest between 5 and 15 miles per hour. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
Last night, we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? All eight of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow-in-the-dark like this before, and we invented glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woohoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kid. All ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later.
Yeah, see you soon.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We served our country like those before us.
You know, it was a dangerous era. All of Vietnam was dangerous.
The carnage of war left an indelible mark on me.
We came back and built lives. As time went on, we faced new challenges and found support to handle them.
I went to the VA, talked to my doctor.
I started doing groups. I started doing one-on-one counseling.
At MakeTheConnection.net, you can hear our stories and find tools and services available.
KCMO. Serious times. Time for serious talk. KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line. Here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we are going to go to the, good morning, you've got Religion on the Line.
This is Mike from Fairway, how you doing?
All right.
Hi, Mike in Fairway.
We knew 10,000 planets would tempt you.
Well, no, it's not that. It's the person asked if there would be any objection that God created evolution. I imagine some people, if they think about it, might object to a God that has to use trial and error. Because
that's a good one, Mike. That's a good one.
Because evolution is... random changes and mutations that are selected by natural selection. And so my God wouldn't have to use trial and error. And I would object to someone saying it did. Also, the one
Mike,
family...
Mike, before you get to your also...
Yes?
Before you get to your also, the what was the phrase, John, that the novel used? The
ideological colonization.
Yeah. The notion of trial and error as somehow what is going on is a human imposition on the notion that species go in and out of existence or there are modifications, et cetera, et cetera. That's our values statement about it. All life from a God perspective may simply be yes. At any rate, you had an also.
Yes. And this, what we all come from one family, you'd have to object to... Darwin's Descent of Man, or the idea that Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon, although at one point might have been the same family, according to evolution, split off. And Darwin talked about the higher and lower forms of mankind, the lower being the blacks and the Aborigines and up to the Caucasian European was the higher. And so there was, from evolution, the idea that, no, that we've And also, you wouldn't expect, if they evolved geographically completely separated from each other, you would expect differences if you believe in evolution. Silence. Am I off there?
No, just...
No.
Just, you know, we might have a difference of opinion.
Based on what?
We're awestruck.
Opinion. that's what opinions are. They're insights, intuitions, gathering of evidence, hunches, things like that. That's why I said opinion.
Yes.
Now, if I don't have a right to the opinion, then that's another matter.
I
just was curious.
I said based on what?
Yeah.
What
and
did I say that was wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. You just questioned about not...
By the way, you're telling me something I've never heard in terms of Darwin's so-called...
Descent of man?
I can't think of the phrase right now that some folks later use for racial superiority claims. I was not aware, it may be, because I haven't read The Origin of the Species,
no,
et cetera. I've read.
This is the descent of man.
My understanding would be that the biblical insistence that we have all have we not all one parent, is a way of saying we're all connected to God and we're all of infinite value.
By the way, he did.
Which is not a science. Wait, Mike. Which is not a scientific statement. What I find our difference is that I think you see these areas as mutually exclusive. It's either one or the other. For me, it is just not one or the other.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I know your position. I'm just giving things to think about.
Okay.
Grateful for your call, as always.
One more thing. Descent of man, he also includes women as being inferior to men by evolution. But I don't want to raise a firestorm.
And you have read this book, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, everybody deserves the right to be wrong. All of us here. and we'll even reserve that right for you, Mike.
And us.
Yeah. We thank you for your call. Well, he's gone.
Thanks for calling, Mike. It's good.
Thanks for calling, Mike. And let's go to Jim. You've got religion on the line.
Morning, fellas. I have a question for you on a motto or saying or quote here that I keep running into kind of over and over. And I don't know if they showed it to you there on the screen or not. Unto thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
Is that biblical?
No.
Shakespeare, isn't it?
It's a poet of some kind. I don't know who, but...
Shut down my computer. Somebody's got Google up there.
But it's not biblical, per se.
Okay. Did the rabbi say he's doing a search on it?
No, I just shut down my computer.
Shakespeare, he puts it in Polonius's mouth. It's from Hamlet.
Oh, okay. All right. I've often wondered where that comes from and often wondered if that was a biblical...
He stole it from me.
What's that?
Shakespeare stole it from me.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a previous life, I was Henry Bacon. Bacon?
Yeah, Francis Bacon.
Francis Bacon.
I think the point in the quote is that you have to be true to yourself, and if you are true to yourself, then you're going to be true and ethically straight with every person you encounter.
That truth propagates from your core.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and that, another quick comment. Ideological colonization, isn't that just propaganda?
I think, it could be.
John,
I've not read the book.
I haven't either. It's just people were wondering. read the article.
In the fulsomeness of ignorance, I'm going to say it's not the same thing as propaganda, because I think it also presumes that the other must all conform to you, not just that you're trying to convince.
Okay.
I mean, that would be the implication to my mind of the suggestion and the illustrations that John used, assuming that those were also not only his own, but the Pope may have used them. John, did that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense. And again, this is a prophetic novel. That's one of the Pope's, that he's been quoting from it a number of times on these interviews. He refers to it. He refers to these terms. Mm-hmm. And so it's just worth knowing why he's doing it.
Yeah, I guess we tend to think of propaganda as a bad thing, negative, and that's not what he's trying to spread. He's trying to spread positive ideological thinkings.
Who's that?
You remind me of one of my English teachers who used to say, our folks are espionage agents, the other guys are spies.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, fellas. You helped me out a bunch.
You betcha, man. Take care. All right. We're going to go to Mike. Mike, you want to talk about the universe?
Yes.
Small topic.
I watched the sunrise this morning, and last night I had the opportunity to go to jail and share some good news down there. And one of the two books that I took with me was The Heavens Proclaim His Glory, A Spectacular View of Creation Through the Lens of the Hubble Telescope. And
Mike, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Was the last part through the lens of the Hubble Telescope?
Yes. Uh-huh. And this book was published in 2010. And here's a quote from that book that I think ties us individually to what we see through this new revelation that we see through the Hubble Telescope. And from Joni Erickson Tada. Astronomers are now convinced that there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on the beaches of the world. When you consider that our sun, the star, is the grain of sand, this makes Earth infinitesimally small. And on this empty speck of Earth, out of the billions of the people, the Lord of the universe came to Earth to save you. Truly the heavens declare not only his glory, but his mercy. And when I take that in there, I don't care if they're watching NFL football or whatever, they oo and awe at the pictures that you see through the Hubble telescope. And when you see the other quotations from the Old Testament that were written and they're adjacent to the pictures that came from the Hubble telescope, and when you read the words, you can't improve on the words that describe the beauty of what you're seeing, I think it's difficult to say that we don't have a role in this. And the question that I always raise, where did these words come from? Because the intelligent people of thousands of years ago, the Egyptians were talking about sun gods, and the Greeks and the Romans were talking about lightning gods and thunder gods. But this must come from God's perspective of the creation, from his point of view. And since 2010...
I don't think you got an argument from us here. Okay. I don't think there's anything to. But I do. We got to take a break and go, and we got other callers, and we do thank you for your call.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. We're going to be right back after these messages.
When you want the best in news, information, and opinion, you need KCMO Talk Radio.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Start your day with Rob Carson and his unique take on what's happening.
That was hilarious.
And home with Greg Knapp from 4 to 6 p.m. each day.
Yeah, that's where it gets really crazy.
We still have all your favorites. Savage Nation at 2 p.m., Mark Levin at 6 p.m., and introducing Chris Plant live from Washington at 9 a.m.
I'm just feeling a mojo from this guy.
A new and improved lineup is now on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Hey America, we are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
In Rome, we say we want you to be okay. In Rome, we say take care, people, for goodness sake.
There's a plan for every budget, so don't accept defeat. Now you can get covered and still
buy me treats.
Enroll!
So listen to me, a talking pug, you see. If you get health insurance, preventive care is now free.
So sweet.
You take care of your pets. Now it's their turn to take care of you. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn about your health insurance options. That's GetCoveredAmerica.org.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are Making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. 3, very relaxed. 2, there you go. 1.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, and son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save...
Your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of...
Your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit StrokeAssociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
KCMO is Talk Radio 710 and now 103.7 FM. Something's happening. Know what that is? You will with KCMO.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, we have, looks like a full board here. So let's go to Mark. Mark, you want to talk about the universe?
Yes. You all were talking about, you know, evolution and life in space and things like that. And I was wondering about some people over in the Vatican, the head of the Vatican Observatory, Gabriel Funes and Guy Cosmenongo. They're all talking about baptizing aliens and having to change our faith and our understanding of faith.
Hmm, I don't know about that. That'd be John's, maybe, bailiwick.
Well, they have a telescope out on Mount Graham in Arizona there. It's the world's best telescope. It's an infrared binocular telescope. Mm-hmm. And since we can't see in the infrared realm, they have to have a device to decode that so we can see it. The device they use, however, is called the Lucifer device. And I thought that very
interesting. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know, they're of course referring to the mythic notion of the angel who falls from heaven, not Satan as in devil.
Well,
but that's what they're calling it. That
well,
this is in Arizona, right?
Yes, on Mount Graham in Arizona. Actually, the Lucifer device is supposed to be an acronym. However, they've totally bent. They've left letters out to make it say Lucifer, and I just thought that was really peculiar.
And a church entity would do this?
You check it out. Look it up.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's very true, and I just thought that was very, very strange that they would use a Lucifer device to search the heavens for life.
That they would use any device is not surprising. That they would call it Lucifer is kind of incredible to me. I'm going to have to look it up and do a little research. And if it is fomented by a person who's lying or trying to bash the Catholic Church, we ought to say that and say, really, they're fundamentalist. If this is the case, if it is named Lucifer, I want to say, what in the world were you thinking? This is really bad PR.
Thinking of this, the angel who descends from heaven. That aside, the question that we might be able to comment on more intelligently is, I cannot imagine the discovery of life / intelligent life on other worlds is anything other than enhancing one's faith rather than challenging it.
Well, yeah, but you've got people like I said, Cosmenongo and Funes, who are very big cheeses in the Vatican. I mean, the popes listen to him. Both popes that are still alive listen to him very much. Even the new pope had talked about baptizing aliens.
Well, let's worry about that.
You have to find him first. You have to find him first and evangelize him.
All right. Well, you know, it would be interesting to see what if there's a manual that's already been prepared. We'll see. All right.
We can look that up, Phil, for next week and comment on it.
Sure.
Yeah, we sure will. We thank you for your call, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to David. David, you got religion on the line.
Hey, morning. I was interested in a little stewardship as spring is approaching, but it's funny. I looked up Popular Science magazine online, and apparently there is such a thing called the Lucifer Instrument. So, it's apparently helping look through clouds in outer space. So, you know, as spring approaches, I'm a great believer in global warming, I would think that we should do a little stewardship in preparation for it. So almost every climate scientist says that the best thing we can do for reducing global warming is plant more trees. And so I would just urge people, if you don't want any problems for the next generation, plant more trees. It'll certainly help us all out.
Okay. Thank you for
Sounds
your
like
call.
A good plan.
Sure.
All right.
Plant them away from gutters.
And we're going to go to Brett. Brett, you've got religion on the line.
All right. Thanks a lot. Love your show. Hate to end on a controversial note, but I was not too pleased with President Obama's comments on the prayer breakfast. Just seemed like he needed to defend the Muslim faith so much as by attacking the Christian faith. And I just thought that was a little ham-handed at best.
So we'll have to investigate it.
You're referring to his saying that
the
horrible
breakfast.
Things were done by Christians during the Crusades. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, and the Inquisition, things like that. I just feel like he didn't really need to go that far, just because I feel like he goes out of his way really to excuse what happens, and particularly what 2 days before that heinous act upon that.
Well, he condemned it pretty strongly too. Don't you agree?
There was parts of that, but then he felt like I mean, I don't understand why he would go so far the other way and say things that didn't need to be said. I didn't feel so. Just thought maybe get a little comment from you guys.
Okay,
thank you very much.
I didn't think that he condemned Christianity any more than we have or Judaism. There's a phrase in the Apostle Paul's writing in the New Testament. There are none that are innocent, no, not one. There's none that are not guilty. All have fallen short of the glory of God. We're fallible creatures, and we do horrible things. And Christianity, if you'd been listening to the show for a while, you probably would have heard us do a self-critique of the Judeo-Christian tradition and see that it's not an unsullied path. So, Michael, any commentary?
Sure, I'll try, but we've got so little time left.
Yeah.
I think it's important to recognize that we can be self-critical, whereas the adversary, in this case ISIS, is convinced it does no wrong ever. Even as
there's no self-critique.
We used to be very, very concerned that Muslim voices were not speaking out. They weren't heard, but they were speaking out, mm-hmm. condemning what's done in the name of their religion. And similarly, would we not condemn that the Crusades were done in the name of Christianity, that the Inquisition was done in mm-hmm. the name of a loving God, that the Holocaust is a result of centuries and centuries of religious malevolence toward mm-hmm. non-believers in that particular conviction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the real world.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have that and more and have to look into this Lucifer thing for next week. We'll be back here at KCMO, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple B'nai Yehuda. And despite the fact that the world is not where we need it all to be, we're grateful to be able to say, maybe, just maybe,
God bless.